أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمداً عبده ورسوله. Let's begin with a أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. السلام عليكم. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the Atlanta Masjid of Al-Islam. We hope that your travel has been safe and direct, and we pray that Allah the Most High will bless all of us to be rewarded for our efforts.
Inshallah.
We have been called here to be given insight and direction from our leader in terms of our future efforts in the field of publishing. So I won't try to talk about that because that's why he called us, but I want to cover a couple of things while you're here. Just some housekeeping matters. Sister B has prepared, for those who know Sister Beatrice, she has prepared some meals for you after we complete this session, as well as we have a very nice restaurant next door called Better Living, where two Muslim families operated, and they also have meals next door. So we want you to take advantage of that. On tomorrow, Imam Muhammad will be giving a public address in LaGrange, Georgia. This is Imam Furqan. Raise your hand. So this is the resident imam in LaGrange, Georgia. LaGrange, about 75 miles south of Atlanta. You go Interstate 85 south, exit 4, and take a right, and that'll run you right into the campus of LaGrange College. And the man will be speaking at the Callaway Auditorium at 1 o'clock. Doors open at 12. So we hope that everyone has the opportunity to make that public address. If you're traveling and you happen to stay over till Monday, Imam Fahim Shuaib will be speaking at Morehouse at the Islamic Night, annual Islamic Night, over at Morehouse at 7 o'clock at the King Chapel. Imam Shuaib will be speaking there. And those of you who were here for Friday, we got a chance to hear khutbah by Imam Qasim Ahmed. So it's been a great weekend thus far. We haven't even gotten to the main meal yet. So we want you to let us know if there's any way that we can be of assistance to you. Our desire is always to help the man, help the leader. And as we do that, we come to realize that it's the best way to help ourselves. And so this is part of the reason for this call, as we've been working on this meeting since before Ramadan. And the man began to give me a list of people, and he would add on, he would add on, and finally said, well, look, let's just give a general announcement to the skilled and talented people who have a strong interest in what we're doing. Let's give a general announcement, and then let's see who comes, and then we'll begin to work from there. And so this is a very strong showing, seeing as though most of you probably only saw it in the Muslim Journal a week or 10 days or maybe 2 weeks ahead of time. Most of you probably just 10 days to a week ahead of time. So this is a great showing, and it exemplifies our support and our interest in the future of our community and establishing the correct perspective in America and in the world of Al-Islam. So we pray that your efforts will be rewarded, all of our efforts will be rewarded. What you have in front of you is a sheet that's developed so that we can get the essential information from you. It says the skills, experience, knowledge of workers in publishing and related fields, meeting with Imam Zahid Muhammad, your name, address, city, state, zip, telephone numbers, fax. Are you published? Yes or no, and if yes, I'd like to get the titles of books, magazines, or newspapers in which you published. The dates would be helpful if it's magazines and newspapers. So, as you see, the next one is talking about articles. So the first one is not really talking about articles per se. It's really talking about if you have produced a newspaper, or if you have a regular column in the newspaper. The second one covers articles. And we just put four things. Most people who are writing newspaper articles is probably much longer than that, but just give us the name of the paper that you've been writing in. Are you currently have something under work? What are you working on currently? And what are your major interests? Your major interests. And then your signature. Those of you who get a chance who haven't been here before, our school is located down the street. We thought originally about having this at school, but I had a feeling that the numbers would be like this, and so none of our classrooms can accommodate this size numbers. But we do have a gym program going, so inshallah, gym and cafeteria. So you can look at our literature outside and want to help in that effort, and maybe the next time we'll be able to have you everybody seated at desks or tabletops. Are there any areas of questions about what we have? What you have before you, not questions about what's going to happen, but what we've already covered. Yes, sir.
Email address?
Yeah, please. Yeah, please put your email. That should have been on there, right under fax. Please put your email. Yes, sir.
Is scientific research a viable field?
Yes, sir. Any other questions or concerns? Yes, ma'am. You run out of sheep. Did someone have here we go. Yes, ma'am.
If our experience is that production in all publishers, can we use that experience?
Yeah, please do. Just, you know, whatever's lacking on this sheet, just put enough information there so we'll know where you're coming from. But production is very important for us, and we definitely are interested in that. Now, we know there are a great many people who were not able to come. In fact, I've gotten a lot of phone calls and messages of those who wish they could have been here. So we're going to try to give this the message of this meeting to those who are absent, and we encourage you to do so as well. If you're in a particular field, you probably know other people who are just as talented and experienced in the field who really want to work and help. So please, we ask that you spread this information to them as well. And we'll do as best as we can to do that. Representatives of Shura and other Shura members here as well, but Imam Yusuf Saleem, Imam Qasim Ahmed, Imam Yahya Abdullah, I don't think Imam Fahim is running a little bit late, but inshallah he'll be here as well, and Imam Ezekiel Pacha will not be able to be here, but we all are looking forward to great convention in the Meadowlands in New Jersey, and so we'd like to see a writers association develop out of this as well, so that we can have the opportunities at conventions to meet and see what our progress is with this effort as well as others. So, at this point, brothers and sisters, we'd like to turn the meeting over to our leader, the one who invited us here, and we thank Allah much for giving us the strength to be able to come, all of us, and we thank Allah much for giving us such excellent leadership as the man Muhammad bin Muhammad. So we'll turn it over to him. Takbir.
Thank you, Brother Matt. Thank you, Brother Imam. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The praise and the thanks is to God, the Lord, sustainer of the worlds. We witness that He's one. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. We witness that He is one and has no God with Him. And we witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. Prayers and the peace be upon him and what follows of that traditional salute or salutation. We are happy to see so many of you here, and we pray Allah bless all of us to be productive, and to get rewards, and Allah reward us as He will for our good efforts. Before addressing the interest itself, and that is the production of publications, I want to read from Quran something here from the chapter called the Bee and Nahl and Nahlu, the Bee. Yeah, this is from the section of this chapter that really introduces the topic or the title of this chapter, the B. But I'm reading ahead of that, and then we'll come to that part of this chapter, Surah, that addresses the B. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أنزلنا عليك الكتاب إلا لتبين لهم الذي اختلفوا فيه وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون والله أنزل من السماء ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون And we have not sent down to you the book, that is revealed to you the book, except to make it clear for them who were differing therein, and as guidance and as a mercy to a people who have faith. And God sent down وَاللَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَى بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا And God sent down from the skies water, or rain that is, thereafter given life to an earth that was dead, after its death, given life to earth, to the earth after its death. Inna fi dhalika laayatan liqawmin yasma'un. Surely in this or in that is a sign for people who heed, who listen, who heed. Wa inna lakum fil an'ami la ibrat. And surely there is for you in the animals an instruction. نسقيكم مما في بطونه من بين فرث ودم لبنا خالصا سائغا للشاربين And you are fed from it substance that come from their stomachs issuing from between the blood upon me and between them and between their issues blood and milk for the drinkers, satisfying the drinkers, those who would drink, sharibin, the drinkers. That is the milk. Is given, and the blood flowing in the same body and in the same vicinity, but the blood is not contaminating the milk. The milk is kept clean and pure. for the drinkers. ومن ثمرات النخيل والأعناب تتخذون منه سكرا ورزقا حسنا. And from the products of the fruit of the palms trees, and the grapes that we get, of them you get the sweet, delicious provisions and beautiful, handsome products. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتًا لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. Surely, in this is instructions or sign for people who have good sense. Now look. It says, here are instructions, sign, instructions for people who will listen. And then, again here are instructions or signs for people who have good sense, who use their good brains. Who have good sense. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّخْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ ثُمَّ كُلِي مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ فَاسْلُكِي سُبُلَ فَسْلُكِ سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ فيه شفاء للناس. And it is benefit for the people. Now, from the God, first of all, we go back to the beginning. God inspired the bee. God inspired the bee to take places for their homes in the mountains and in the trees and in the open areas. Then eat of every fruit and make your paths for your Lord. Now, this word here is like shadows. And the bees, it has been scientifically observed that bees use shadows also, that their own shadows to steer themselves, to guide themselves where they want to go. They know where, how to go, and how to go and get to the place for direction, help for direction, for directing them to the place they have to go out from or return from. Their issue from their stomachs, a drink of different colors. In it is benefit, health, healthy benefit for the people. Like a curative benefit, medicinal benefit for the people. Surely in this is instructing signs or sign for people, yet the fekkarun, for people who will reflect, or people who reflect, think back on it, think it over, look at it again, think on it, dwell on it. This is the meaning of yattafakkarun. Now, again, it said these are instructing signs for people who will heed, who will pay attention, who heed. Then this is signs for people who use their good senses. Then there's instructions, a sign for people who will think it over, ponder it, dwell on it, reflect. So here we have three graduations, don't we? Three graduations for the attention of the mind. Three graduations. One is just to get the attention. Get the attention. And the next one is to use your good brains, your good intelligence. Use your good intelligence, your good senses. And the last one that I read, because it's going into another refrain now. This goes into another refrain. This is in the one mood, going into a different mood. The other one, the third one, is that you consider it over and over again. You think on it. You dwell on it over and over again. So do we do this? This is what we should do. We should give the thing of importance or significance or use to us, give it first your attention. Don't have your mind going here and there and everywhere while you're attending a matter. You have to concentrate your attention, concentrate your mind, focus your mind on what you're interested in, and don't let your mind wander about. While you're here, your mind shouldn't be going outside this area here on other things and on different people and on different things. Some people have difficulty just putting their mind on the interest and keeping it there. Mm-hmm. If you don't do that, you can't have the next step. Mm-hmm. And you certainly won't get the third step. Mm-hmm. Get to the third step. So if you come, then put your mind on what you came for. Keep your mind on what you came for. And then use your best senses. Don't use the worst that you got in that brain. Use the best you got in your brain. And don't be satisfied with one look at a thing. Look it over many times. Look at it many times. The first time you look at it, maybe you'll get so much. Second time you look at it, maybe you'll get more. Third time, even more. Tenth time, much more. So you have to reflect on a thing and search it more than once, or just reflect on it more than once, many times. This is what make minds productive. This particular part that we're reading here is talking about production. Are you aware of that? It's talking about production. The trees and the fruits themselves are production, aren't they? Yes. The animals are products. All these are products. And all of these things multiply. They produce. They reproduce. This is life we're talking about. They reproduce. So we're actually talking about production. And here is a little bitty insect. It's the producer. It's about the production. It's created by God to have these special senses, to know the routes, the roads, to different trees and flowers and everything, and to come right back there, go back home, and come right back directly to those places, the same way it went there. It comes back the same way. It doesn't wander like a blind person. It goes as though it has vision, and not only that, a road map. It goes. That's the way it moves. That's the way it operates, according to what God is telling us here and what science has told us. Two, to verify that, 14 centuries later, almost 14 centuries later, science came, comes and verifies what Allah has revealed of the bee. And look what God is telling us. Here you have the blood of the animal and the milk flowing in the same animal. And we get from that animal milk. But that animal got blood. We're not supposed to eat blood, especially blood poured forth. So it's haram, forbidden. But this, they're flowing together, and the milk is acceptable. It's halal. It's halal. Not affected. Because God has designed that animal where there are passageways for the blood, and the passageways don't permit any disobedience to the passage or the plan for travel. No disobedience to the plan for travel. The blood travels and the milk travels. So therefore, because they each have disciplined routes that they can't violate, we get the milk pure. Now that's a sign of the world, our society. In this world, the life of this world is just like that. You have certain life flows, the life flow, flowing right along with another life flow. And it may be necessary that you have it like that. Yes. So we have our social life, don't we?
Yeah.
Like the blood. We have our social life. And we have our moral life. And they both support the body, right?
Yeah, that's right.
The social life and the moral life both support the body. And the social life can corrupt the moral life. But God has designed the animal where the blood doesn't touch the milk.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes. You see? So, and then God wants us to see that variety is a spice of life. See, I made these things with different colors, and the product of the bee having different colors, different tastes even. They have a variety of tastes too. There's variety. But the essence is the same. The same essence, but variety. And these little creatures, these little bees, they go to the flowers. You might say, well, what's that has to do with what we're going to have today? It must have a lot to do with it. I wouldn't be spending this time on it today. These little bees, they go to the flowers, and they get the pollen of the flower, the dust. They get the dust of the flower that has the germinating power in it, the dust, the germinating power is in the pollen, the dust, and they go and collect that, and they make a drink. They're making a nice drink for themselves. Now they're gonna enjoy. That's their stable food and their delicacy. It's both. It's the stable food and the delicacy for the bee. Now he's taking that back to enjoy it. He and his family. She is in her family, whoever's taking it. They're taking it back to enjoy it. But while they were getting something for their own enjoyment, they were helping that life be more productive.
Yeah.
Isn't that one?
That's right.
Yeah, we need to slow down on that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now you need to do that reflecting.
Right.
Yes. Right. They went out there to get some food for themselves. They went out there for their own interests.
Right.
But they wouldn't serve their own interests. God designed them so they don't serve their own interests without also contributing to the betterment of that life that they took something from. So they also increase the production of that life that they took something from. Now, can we be that way? If we can, we'll be great people. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
As he says, Sadaq Allah Ladin. And God speak the truth or spoke the truth. That's a wonderful chapter, the chapter of the bee. And it has a lot to do with what we are about to do now. This chapter has as its focus, main focus, the cultural life. The cultural life. And how the cultural life, you know, the essence represents the pure form of a thing too. The essence usually represents the pure form of a thing, its essence. And the honey is said to be good for health, good for the health, according to the chapter. It's said to be good for the health. So these bees are producing something that's good for the health. Tastes good, it's tasty. Sweet and nice. Everybody likes honey on the buns, honey buns and whatever, you know. And honey drinks. I do, I know. I know I like honey drinks. And honey in certain dishes, I love it. Honey milk always tastes good. Tastes good when I was 4 years old, it tastes good now. Honey and milk, you see. Well, these are delicious. It's delicious. But it's also healthy. It's healthy. So the big importance here is not to tell you that the honey itself that you buy from the store is healthy. The big importance is to say, if you work in the cultural life to improve the cultural life, be sure that you produce something that's healthy. Now, the bee gives us something that's healthy, but the bee also carries a poison that it fights with, right?
Yes.
It fights with a poison. It gives you health, but if you make it angry or you attack it or come to its hive and mess with it, it will give you some poison, not health. Now, we don't want to be that like that. That's a sign of the world. That they give you something in your culture, but when you don't please them, they poison you. So we don't want to be like that. See, the God didn't mention anything about their steam.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not acceptable.
That
we carry a stinger. That's why God didn't mention the stinger. See? We want to plan the production of publication. We've never done it. I've never done it. I've always wanted to do it for many years. I've been taking notes, making notes, and wanted to write books. But I haven't sat down to do it. I've sat down and wrote portions, but never a book, never a book. But this is time for us to do this now, to make publications, to produce publications. And we want publications that are quality publications, publications that will qualify to go in libraries, bookstores, best bookstores, publications that publishers would want. You know, even the publishers would be wanting our books, our publications. That's what we want. And we can produce them. We've never tried before. We can produce them. We have some pretty good efforts. In fact, the journal produced a couple of good books for us, for myself, the Muslim Journal. But it can be done even better than that. We can even do better than that. We can do much better than that. Some books will be just quick effort and won't require a lot of research or anything. So those books would be very simple. But books like that, I'm seeing them as books that we will have just to promote our interests. To promote our interests. In other words, we won't be looking for a price or money gain on those things. We would sell them for cost or maybe almost below cost just to get those publications out, you know. But there'll be other publications that we would do. We would hope that researchers, students who are in school and want to research things, they'll find those books attractive, and we hope they'll be available in their college libraries and whatever, you see. And some of those books we hope will have great appeal, so much appeal that NBC or ABC, some host, person that's hosting a show or something will learn about it or get it in their hand and say, look, we have to have someone come on and discuss this book with us. We'd like to interview such person on the material that's in this book. So we're talking about quality books. We want quality books. We want to form not one team, but more than one team. All of us, the teams will be in one team. That'll be the team, the production team, book production team. But we'll have more than one team. One team will take maybe one area to work with, a literary area, a subject area. Another team will take another area. We want the same teams to also have the same area, the same assignments, because sometimes, many times, two writers writing on the same subject, when you bring the two pieces together and take from them the best, you end up with a masterpiece, whereas just looking at them individually, maybe you don't have anything that exciting, you see. So we want competition. I think everything we do, we should make room for competition, because competition improves production and also improves quality. Yes, competition. So that's what we're looking for too. And we're looking for persons who have, first of all, the desire, the interest, and the desire. If you have the interest, the desire is usually there. The interest and the desire to do research and see us very successful. You know, we are undertaking a project here, a work or assignment. Well, a challenge, really, to produce publications. So we want persons who are excited about this, who find this exciting, or who have strong desire in their hearts and their spirit to see it very successful. Those are the kind of people we want. And we want those who love to do research, who love to go to the libraries and do research material for it. We don't want to just say what we say. That's not impressive. That doesn't impress the world. Although you may say the golden thing, everything you say may be golden, pure gold. But you didn't recognize anybody else's silver.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the brass. Oh, they're gold. They got gold too.
Yes, sir.
You see? So that's not going to go too far, and I don't like to do it. If you've been listening to me for a few months, you've heard me mention people before me. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington. You've heard me mention these people, you know, and others, Drew Ali. You've heard me mention them, Marcus Garvey. You heard me mention these people, you know. You know, we can't pretend like we came into the world by ourselves. We came into the world with others, you know, and others preceded us. They've been ahead of us. They went before us, you see. So if we give respect, recognition, respect to others, we'll go much further. And it will be much better for us. The piece of work is much better and much more enjoyable when you see others giving support to it. But if you just doing it, it's not the same. So, who that said? There's nothing new under the sun. One philosopher said, yes. Solomon says there's nothing new under the sun. Peace be upon Solomon. Now, so that's the way. Believe me, you may come up and say it differently, but somebody else said it. So you don't have anything really new. You know, Allah gave Muhammad the Quran and says, and this is no newly fabricated work. This is no newly fabricated work. It's not a newly put together work. But it's a reproduction and an improvement upon what went before. Right?
Yes,
that's what it is. That's the Quran. That's what Allah says in the Quran. It's a reproduction and an improvement and a completion and an improvement on that went before. And that's the best literary work we have. In the whole universe, this, yeah. So ours should claim more than that. Now, I know everybody needs money. All of us are poor, and I'm going to offer you money only when we make money. It becomes profitable. I assure you, those that contributed will get benefit. But I can't see when it'll come. We don't know. But let us give it our best effort. And when money comes, I assure you, I'm living or dead. Because if I'm dead, right now, I got people who can take over everything I got. Right now, if I died, would nothing be hurt? They're just missing me, that's all. But the account will still be in the hands of people. They won't have to say, they won't have to go to the bank and say, well, now we have to hold this account until. No, you don't. Business continues. So I got people who sign on there just like I do, independently, just like I sign on independently. Okay? So that's the way I live. I live respecting reality. Because I can die right now at this instant. I can be dead. Right. So why mess up things or be selfish and hold things so that nobody else can handle it? No, you have to be trying to find somebody all the time to handle everything. So that if you die, the work is not interrupted, the business can be done, and the enemies won't come in and take advantage. So that's what happens. When they catch us like that, the enemy comes in.
Yes.
Take advantage. Make you go through court to get released and this and released. So that breaks you. That makes you spend your money and it's designed to break you. And we got enemies still. We're making a lot of good friends, but we still got enemies. So, okay, so much for the cost. We want to do it without cost. As much as we can, we want. Even if you're able to pay for your some papers and have some Xerox copies made out of your pocket, do that. You know, I do it. That's my charity.
I pay a lot out of my pocket. It's my charity. Sometimes it's too much. I tell the brother, I say, okay, here's one I got to give you. I'm getting my money. But I can't pay anymore. I'm gonna pay my bills, you know. So I can only give so much charity. And that's true of all of us, you know. Some of us can't give any. If we can't give any, and that's legit, okay, good. That's no problem. Now, we want to look at participants also from outside of the ethnic groups. I have some associates, friends of mine, that have asked to help this community. They have faith in this community, really faith. And there's many of them, but I have some who really asked to help. I brought some material from one right now. I got here in this package right here. I got some work. And then there was a non-Muslim who was contacted. He's a writer. He used to write for one of the well-known publications, I think. I think he used to work for one of the well-known networks, too. Well, this person sent me his resume, and is offering his service. So we might use him, especially for Ocular Magazine. The name for Ocular Magazine is one of the items we have on the table today for this meeting. Ocular Magazine is not nearly where we want it to go. It's just a little sample of what we want, you know. We want the contents to be much fuller, much more varied than they are now. And we want writers, not just one writer, or not just somebody compiling materials. We want writers. I thought of going to Al-Azhar University and get a writer, and I still may do that. Get a writer from Al-Azhar University to write on Muhammad, the universal prophet, or something like that, you know. Peace be upon him. To give them something right on. They carry that article. Carry an article from a person of Al-Azhar University. And I thought of even getting President Yasser Arafat of the Palestinians to write an article in Ocular. And we want to extend the title to, and you should write this down in the minutes, because I'm not taking minutes, the recorder is. But I would like for you to write it down in your notes. We want to extend the title to read Ocular : dot over dot Muslim Eye on the World.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, Muslim Eye on the World. And we will mostly be bringing news from around the Muslim world, from around the globe, for Muslims, from Muslim communities of the world. But we want, this is what we want for Ocular. We want to have opposing opinions in the Ocular. So we want to give the Jew or Israeli or Zionist an opportunity to write in Ocular. And we would like to have one of our good Christian friends who live in the upper regions to give us an article. And I think we have one. I think we have a good one. We have a good one in mind. A Christian to write also in Ocular. And we won't interfere with what they say. We will say that we will establish the policy like it's established for the Muslim Journal. We establish a policy for this publication. And the policy allows for people to have their opposing opinions put in the magazine, but we don't take any responsibility for what they say.
Yes.
That's all. That clears us, you know. But give us a chance and the world a chance to hear from the other side too,
okay,
not just from our side. And this is what will make the book qualify the book to be on the market as a classical piece of material. That's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We want a very classical piece of material. We want it to be quality in every respect,
mm-hmm,
quality in appearance and quality in its content, you see. Yes, so much for that. Now, we have a writer. We have some writers. We have a writer, a brother who went to, in fact, he went to college for writing. And I've been in conversation with him. He's among us, a young brother, with a lot of future ahead of him, a lot of years ahead of him. So, inshallah, he'll be working with us on Ocular Magazine, too, to improve the content. Anyone think they have that ability? If you have professional training, then let us know. That's what you should do before you leave here. Any of you with professional training in any field or area that will contribute or be required by this work project we've taken up to produce publications, then let us know before leaving. Make sure that I have your name and how to contact you before we leave. We put in a time limit of 2 hours on it, but we may finish before 2 hours. We've got a time limit of 2 hours on this meeting. First meeting for producing publications. Publications offered by us. Yes, the imam has done the job here for us already. So if you fill this out, yes, good. I remember him asking me, Imam Fleeman asking me some questions, and I gave him some answers, so you already got it done. Thank you. Okay. Yes, so we stopped at the participants. We're going to include participants from other ethnic people. Our groups, and also those writers with opposing views or opinions, and writers of another religion, of different religion, Jews, and Christian, inshallah, both. Mm-hmm. Now, let's see how to do it. Oh. Before going to the actual identifying some products, or we want to identify some products before we leave here. Before doing that, I want to share with you some information on two persons. Oh, yeah. The Ministry of Deputy Muhammad website. All of you have that information?
Yes, sir.
Well, you who have time and enjoy that, please watch that website for me, because I don't have time to do it. Mm-hmm. And when you see something troubling on there, let us know right away. We have here a correspondence from two brothers, Greg Morrow and Earl Mathis. Greg Morrow is the brother that's really initiated, brought us to be on the website. very fine young man. And the other brother works with him, so they appreciate it very much. And he's just showing me here, he put together something for me to see. It's very good, too. He put quite a bit together here. There's a sister, she's not with us today, but she, I have really, I told her that she's in charge of my publications now, public relations. She's done such a wonderful job. I have her as my main or chief public relations secretary now, or person. Her name is Sister Ijlal Yamini. Ijlal Yamini. I-J-L-A-L-Y-Y-E-M-I-N-I, I think. Yamini. I'm not sure, but it's Y, it might be Y-A-M-I-N-I. Yeah, I think so. Yamini. She has a spirit and a love for putting materials together and making it look good, making it look very good. So you got that desire in you that makes your work good. You got to have the desire. For a long time, I've had an association with Pakistani Muslims, and most of them, some of them have been what we call Sunni Muslims, but most of them have been Ahmadi Muslims. And they were really close friends of mine. We were close friends. And some of them are still close friends. But with, you can have a close friend, but you just, something happened and you're still close friends, you still love each other, you still care about each other, but something has happened, and you just can't freely mix anymore, you know? Well, that's what has happened. I have changed this community around, and now we can't freely mix anymore. But the same love is there, same friendship is there. And some of them are Ahmadis. But they are not what I call real serious Ahmadis when it comes to having differences with what the majority of Muslims believe in the world. They are not that kind. They are not Ahmadis of that make. They are Ahmadis really that have, who have changed more than they realize that they have changed. And they just carry a name, you know, mostly a name and a history. An association that they can't give up, but really their minds and their hearts have really changed from what Ahmadis are thought to believe in or what they are. Yeah. So, and I love them, and some of them will tell me, say, no, I don't identify with the beliefs of Ghulam Ahmad, may God forgive him for his errors, who was the founder of the Ahmadis. He was from Lahore, the area of Lahore, Pakistan, Lahore, where Lahore, Pakistan is, near that area, from a place called Qadian, and really the hardcore believers, those who believe in extreme, I should say the extremists of them, they're called Qadianis, after that village, Qadianis, they're called Qadianis. This person, material that I have right here now, he's an old man. He's a professional man. He's done, he's editor of an encyclopedia. He's done a lot of literary works. He's known by their leaders in the field of literature. And he, like a few others of them, they see me as a very special person. They think myself to be a very special person in Islam. And this man say he, all of his life, he wanted to do nothing but contribute to this group, our group. So he have, we met together. I met him. I hadn't known him before. I had met him before. But I met him for the purpose of discussing what we could do together, or how could I help them and him, and how could he help us. So he come up with, we had a discussion and we came up with some topics. One is a Quranic dictionary. He had done a lot of work on dictionaries, encyclopedias, things like that. So we came up with a Quranic word dictionary, a dictionary of Quranic words. That's one of them. That's one of the projects that that we may work together on. And what I'm reading to you now is a result of our meeting and discussion, okay? So I'll just read it to save time. Publishers, this is the only proposal now. This is not final. Publishers, W.D. Muhammad Publication and Newell Foundation International. That's what he's associated with. And by Abdul Manan Omar, editor of Encyclopedia of Islam. Published under the auspices of Imam W.D. Muhammad. This is, it's called Dictionary, Quranic Words, Arabic Roots, English Meanings. Now, let's see, that's the one, I think, yes, so much. I'm saving time by not, we don't need to go through all this. So I'll just briefly bring it to your attention. And after that, I have one other person to mention from the outside, although there will be others, but just one more right now, and then we'll get back to our agenda here for today. This is part of the agenda, though. This is not outside of it. I included this for the agenda. I'm trying to go through and identify certain papers in the same time. I won't have to go through too many papers. So just have patience with me. I'll be through it in a little while. Oh, yeah. I think I got them all out already. Okay. Another work that he's that we discussed, and he's proposing Muhammad the Ideal Prophet, or the title can be The Ideal Call, C-A-L-L. Again, publishers, W.D. Muhammad Publication and Newell Foundation International. Authors, this will be co-author, W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American Spokesman for Human Salvation. He puts all that in there, ain't necessary. But and Abdul Manan Omar, editor of Encyclopedia of Islam. Another one, Blessings of Prayer and Quranic Prayers. Blessings of Prayer and Quranic Prayer. And he got the publishers again, the same as for the others. And published under the auspices of Imam W.D. Muhammad. I don't think we'll do this one. This is one I don't think we'll do. Not together. That is, I won't do this. We won't be handling this. Yes. Here. We went through that one. And we need this. Okay. All right. So that is it. That's it. Now here is another one that was added after he had put those other things together. This is suggestions and options. That's how he has this listed. And he's suggesting that we co-publish and co-author these books, which was discussed. All this was discussed when we had the meeting. So publisher will be two publishers. Authors will be Imam W.D. Muhammad and Abdul Manan Omar. The same. Two publishers. Two publishers, two authors. And all of them will read, published under the auspices of W.D. Muhammad. That should tell you something.
Yeah, yeah.
That should tell you something. So here, a man with no credit at all from any formal institution, or from any institution. But here are people with more than one doctor's degree.
That's right.
Needing my good name as their credential. Thank Allah. Yes. Oh, yes. So this, we're going to be doing something like this. So I don't know if we'll agree to this either. The rise of Islam in the United States. When we get to our project here, you're going to see we got something. We're going to be doing something. Yeah. So I don't think we're going to do that with him. Now, you got your notepads. If you have any serious comment, don't waste my time. I respect your time, and please respect mine. Don't waste my time. But if you got any serious comment, then make your comment and get that to me too, before I leave, on anything that I'm proposing here or sharing with you. I don't want to miss any here. I think I covered all of them. I believe that covers all of them. So he agrees even to have his name not even mentioned. He says, with or without mentioning any of the author's name. So they're saying that if I don't want to be a co-author, I can omit my name, or if I don't want his name to be mentioned in a work that I will be associated with, we can omit his name. So he's making it very easy for us. But I tell you right now, I wouldn't accept that. His name would have to be mentioned. And my name would have to be mentioned.
Right.
I'm responsible for my part, and he's responsible for his part. And I'm responsible for associating with him, and he's responsible for associating with me. All right. So much for that. See, I'm so busy. have to do so many things at one time. That's for you. Get back with me on them. Yeah, I said, no need a mail in this to Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta. I stuck it right in there where I wouldn't forget. Now we have some problems, but really I'm not too disturbed by it. One brother years ago, pioneer brother, some of the brothers got on him. So he came to me and he said, "The brother, man, now these brothers talking about breaking my legs. And all I'm doing is trying to get your word out." Now he's bootlegging tapes, okay? So I knew him. I knew the brother. I knew him. He'd been around a long time. So I knew him. And he's a good brother, you know, and he's just trying to make a few pennies for himself. And he really loves the work, too. He loves the work. So I told him I said, "You scared him enough, just leave him alone, you know." Mm-hmm. So they stopped bothering him, and I'm sure he's still selling tapes. But what I asked him to do, I said, "If your tape is not a quality tape, if it doesn't sound good like the ones you hear on the broadcast, then let us know so we can give you a good tape. Just don't sell bad tapes." Yeah. So we want to respect rights of each other, you know. So if you all find anybody doing that, you should put some pressure on them. Don't break their legs though. But let them know that that's not legal. They're not supposed to do that. That's against the law, you know. And let's tell them we'll expose them. We'll put their picture and name in the paper, in the journal, and Ocular too, and expose them. We can't have that. Can't have people doing that. Because something may be going on, bad quality or something, and then it's not right. I stand by principle, even if it hurts my pocket. I stand by principle, what's right, you know. We have to stand on what's right. And sometimes it hurts you to stand on what's right because it's against a person that you would like to do a favor to. Yeah. But you can't do him no favor. This is established procedure. These are the rules. These are the procedures. This is what you have to follow. And that's it. You know, so we have to know when we have to stand even against a person that we want to do a favor for, you know, upon principle, upon what is proper procedure. And just you have to live by that. That's all. Just have to live by that. Because if we don't, we'd be in trouble. Yeah. All right. Now, I want to give you some products or books or topics that we would like to work on. Yeah. First, I'm going to give you a category. The first category is Islamic beliefs and practices. Islamic beliefs and practices. Muslim beliefs and practices. Now, you know there are plenty of books out. Everybody got books out, right? That doesn't mean anything. Everybody got suits, too. But there'll be a new manufacturer. Maybe while we're talking, there's a new manufacturer. Going to be manufacturing some more suits under his name, another name. And we, this community, we need to produce our books. We need to establish a name, our own name, for being able to produce our own books, our own literature. So we need to do all these books that will come under that heading, beliefs, Muslim beliefs and practices. So those are the simple books that we find everywhere on articles of faith and the pillars of Islam, the pillars. And we don't want to just do these books to make it just to assist someone who wants to know how to do their prayers or how many pillars there are, pillars of Islam, or five, you know. We don't want to do it just for that reason. We want to do it to introduce the idea, to introduce the idea and the obligations. The idea and the obligation. We'll understand that as we go, because when we leave here, we all going to go and start doing something. All of those who want to work. And I will go on too, and I'm going to start doing something. So the next time we meet, I'm going to have something. See? On prayer. I'm going to have something. And what I will have will help you understand what we are looking for. And what you have perhaps will help all of us decide what's going to go into the publication. What's going to go into the publication, you see. We don't want a big thick book. For this first category, we don't want thick books. We don't want thick books. We want small books. We want small books ranging from 20 pages to about 50 pages maximum. We don't want big pages, a lot of pages. 20 to 50 pages maximum. Okay. Now, so much for that category. Well, I would say we're still in the same category. That's not the end. I'm sorry. We're not finishing with that category. We also want to write on personality of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which will come under the same, in the same group, the same group of books, publication. And the companions, but mainly on the Prophet Muhammad himself. Companions, we're going to be brief, very brief. But on the Prophet, we're going to extensive. We're going to discuss his personality very extensively. The Muslim world is geography. We don't want to put together a gazette, so we can get all the facts on a country. But what we want to put together is a look at the Muslims of the world, something like that. And we can change titles. A look at the Muslims of the world. And it'll be maps showing where they're all located, maps showing what their land, what kind of resources they have, and their culture. Just a quick look at them, like what Life magazine used to do, but some time ago. It's not the Life magazine it used to be, but Life magazine used to do that. So, National Geographic does it very well. Yeah. So it'll be something similar to that. I mean, we can use National Geographic materials, some of those materials. Yes, we use them. They have excellent materials. And we'll be producing it now. This ain't just compiling. We ain't going to be just compiling. We're going to be writing. All right. because we're going to have something to say about it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me see. I don't want to leave anything. I mean, yeah. And eventually, this is a long range. Eventually, we want to start on, but I think we ought to complete at least the whole category and leave it as the last. Translation and commentary on Quran. Quran translation and commentary. Mm-hmm. And we don't wait till we finish it. We do exactly the way Maldudi and some others have done it.
That's right.
May God be pleased with Maldudi. He did so much, so many sections. And he made those available. He died before he completed the work. Maybe others behind him, his students, his disciples will complete the work for him. I don't know. And also, a critique of the hadith. Yeah. Uh-huh. Not to knock them out. To stand some of them up and put some of them down.
Yes.
Based upon a principle.
That's right.
Based upon a principle.
That's right.
Okay, I think that completes that category now. Now, here's the work here that we have to do, and that is write our own history.
That's right.
Not our history as Muslims.
Okay.
I thought of that first. We should write the history of the African people.
That's right.
Not the African-American people. The African people.
That's right, Paul.
Go to Africa and start there.
That's right.
With the earliest information on African civilization. And write on it and bring it up to the present time.
That's right.
The big focus is going to be on Islam entering America.
That's right.
Under the cover of darkness.
That's right.
We might change all the language a little bit, but we'll keep the meaning.
Right.
We might change the wording, but we'll keep the meaning. Okay. And that's where our main focus will be. We got to do it ourselves.
That's right, Paul.
And then we should have a vision into the future. We should, concluding chapter, should be our projection. What we forecast, what we predict for America. What will be the America of year 3000? Yeah, we should have vision. Based upon what we know, we can have a vision. Yeah. And we'll be influencing the course of history.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
That's how they do it. They write the facts and then they predict.
That's right. Oh, yes. That's right.
So we're going to do the same thing.
That's right.
And we're not going to have any stinger. No poison, no poison in the rear. Okay. Yes. Now, let me kind of make a few comments on this history you want to write to give you some feel for it. First of all, there have been good writers. You know, there have been some very good writers. So we want to do research, good research. J.A. Rogers.
Right.
They look at him as a crack or something.
That's right.
But J.A. Rogers did some very good research and came up with some very good information.
Right.
So we don't want to ignore even J.A. Rogers. Let's look at what he did. We might want to include something from J.A. Rogers, you know. I'm just giving you a feel for what this,
right,
trying to give you a feel for what we want to do now. Yes. Even storytellers like Aesop, you might not see that as history or education or science, but it is.
It is.
It is. Even Aesop, we don't want to miss people like that.
Right.
You don't want to miss them. Because that's contribution to civilization.
Right.
Yeah. So we want to begin with Africa and go quickly through the history of civilization on the continent of Africa.
Right.
Up until the time of the first slave ships coming to America.
Right.
See? When we come to the slave ships coming to America, that's where we're going to do more elaboration, more concentration, more extensive work.
Right.
More extensive work. We're going to extend it. To show better what happened.
Right. Yes.
Nobody, believe me, nobody understands better than we do what has happened to us.
Right.
Nobody. I stand on the world. I stand on the top of the world and tell as if I said he stand on top of the world. I stand on top of the world. I tell the world that nobody understands better what has happened to black folks,
yes,
the African and African American people and people of the African people of the world.
Right.
Nobody understands it better than we do.
That's true.
That's
right.
That's why we fascinate all of them when they hear me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And all of them are listening to some of us. If it ain't the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, is Malcolm.
Yes.
Parker.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
Naeem Akbar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, these are the people that they listen to.
That's
and the secret is all of them listen to Imam W.D. Muhammad. All of them. A thousand years from now, they're gonna record their teacher was W. Dean Muhammad.
That's
right. Because I know how they was talking before they heard me.
That's right. I do too.
Talking quite different. You got a new voice now.
That's right.
Well, that's blessings of Allah, you know.
Yes.
On us.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. So when we get to the slave history, we're going to spend more time. And I personally want to handle the issue of psychology in the experiences of the slaves and the freed slaves. And when we write this book, it's going to be expose, exposition. And it's going to be analytical or interpretation.
Yes.
We're just not going to write it. We're going to have something to say about it. Why it happened like that.
Right.
We want to give our opinion of why these things happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not to just say it happened. But let's give some reasons for
that's
it.
That's right.
Right. So that's analytical work, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah. So we want to do an analytical work, too, as well as reporting.
Right.
just reporting facts, but we want to report facts and then do an analysis. Doing an analysis. And lastly, a projection or a prediction.
Yeah.
So that's how we want to treat the history. And we want to show the people in their spirit, in other words, the spirituality, not the religions, but the spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
We want to look at the spirituality of the black family tree or the African family tree. Look at the spirituality and be analytical and also critical. Analytical, by our analysis should also critique